We are learning Masechtas Erevim, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, and we're beginning the last line of Lamed Amud Beis. V'hod etanya. It's a new Gemara. It's not a Hemshech Gemara before. And this Gemara is talking about further with the Shaila of making an Erev in the Beis HaKfaros. V'hod etanya, we learned in a Braisa, Rav Yehuda Oimer, Ma'arvin L'Koyin Tar B'Tshuma Toira B'Keva. This Rav Yehuda holds like Sumchis. We had an Achlekes in our Mishnah, Rabbanan and Sumchis. Sumchis holds that it's not enough that it's royu for someone else. It has to be royu for you as well. It has to be royu for you to make an erev. The food has to be edible for you. Now, Rav Yehuda says like this, Ma'arvin l'koyin tahar v'truma tahara v'kaber. You're allowed, a koyin tahar is allowed to be make an erev with truma tahara in a Beis HaKfaros, on a kever. And why does it say koyin tahar? Because if he would be tamei, he wouldn't be able to make a erev with truma. Why? Because a koyin tamei can't eat truma. A different koyin can eat truma. We just said Rabbi Yehuda is going according to Sumchis that he has to be able to eat the truma. So we're talking about a koyin tahar, the truma tahira, he can make an erev in a kever. The chiddush is, even though it's basic kfaras, and first of all he could become tamei, and then he can't eat the truma, and also the truma could become tamei. Either still, it's good. And the Gemara explained how it's possible. How could you still stay tar and the truma stay tar in the basic on top of a kever, and then it'll still be a good erev? How does that work? Hey, ozel. How does the koyin get into the basic kfaras to go to this kever in order to make his makam shvisa over there with the food? But she did have a migdal. He go in a box, in a chest or a wagon, like we said before. That because he holds oil zark shmei oil and therefore it's a chatzitza, he go in this box. But break the mara of Akiva, that's good. That's good. If, first of all, this is talking about a kever, it doesn't say basic far as that, but one kever. So Rashi speaks out that even though one kever, you don't even have to go on Shidut Heva Migdal, you could just stand next to the kever. But like upon him, since he can even go on Shidut Heva Migdal, so for sure it's not a problem out the kohen himself. Now, what about the truma itself? We did put the truma on top of a kever. So the truma became tamei. What's going on here? But given the achsa, since we put the truma on top of a kever, the tamelah became tamei. So the Gemara, no. B'shaloi huchshira. Oishin lushu mei peiris. The halacha is, food only is makabel tuma once it gets wet. With one of the seven mashkin, which is a yayin, dam, mayim, different type of mashkin. Here, they made this truma, let's say this loaf of bread, they made it out of mei peiris, made it out of pure orange juice or apple juice. And therefore, since it's not mei peiris, so it's not makabel tuma. So either it was lo huchshira at all, or even if it was huchshira, it was nilusha mei peiris. So therefore, the truma does not become tamei. So, break the mara, still have a problem. Okay, because the truma is on top of the kever, it's not becoming tamei because there's no hechshir. He's in a box. But when he sticks his hand out to get the truma, he's going to be, he sticks his hand out, he'll be mahal, bake oil over the kever, he'll become tamei. So the Gemara Pshuta creates, he uses a keli that's not makabel tumah. If you use the keli that's makabel tumah, it'll be the same problem. The keli will be makabel tumah. If you use the keli to pick it up, the keli will be makabel tumah, and then it'll make him tamei, because the keli becomes avatumah, and the avatumah can make a person tamei. So we're talking about a little pshuta kliyeh. Pshuta kliyeh is any flat wooden keli is not makabel tumah. So he takes like a 2x4, flat 2x4, and he picks up the truma and brings it in with that. And this way, there's no problem because it's not makabel tumah, the keli. So the keli is not going to makabel tumah make him tumah. He can bring it in that way. Pshuta kliyeh. It's not makabel tumah. It's not makabel tumah. Break the Gemara, v'akamahel. Another problem, and this is a problem, if you remember in Sekhel Shabbos, David Zion, there's a different problem here. The halacha is, if there's an oil that's, if something is mal over mace and it's touching you, it's tamei al tzadin of maradas. Even though the keli itself has not become tamei, but it's considered like an oil. Just like every oil is not makabel tumah, you're in a house, the house is not makabel tumah, still it can make oil. Here also, this 2x4 that's sitting over the kever and it's sitting on you, it's tamei medin darabanan. Even if it's not tapach wide, if it's a tapach wide or the whole circumference of tapach is enough to bring the tumah to you while it's tumah's oil. Not because the keli itself is a kabel tumah, because tumah's oil. But kama'al, it's making the oil. And for the Gemara, the maisi le'achudei. The case was, you use this stick, this 2x4, you put it on its sharp edge, and therefore there was no tefach, or there was no circumference of tefach, and therefore there was no oil at all. Al-Kaponim, that's how we just got this all clear, how Rav Yehuda gets to the basic forest. First of all, he goes in the box. Second of all, he uses the truma is not hochshar, and therefore it's not makabel tumah. He doesn't stick his hand out, he sticks out a pshuta kliyetz, it's not makabel tumah, and it was not wider tefach, so there's no oil. Right, the Gemara, Yehochi, my time with the Rabbanon. So why would the Rabbanon say that it's mashmah here, Dafka Rabbi Yehuda allows this? The Rabbanon can't do this. Why can't you do this? We're talking about a private kever, not a basic forest. So a good basic forest holder can't go in because he holds that oil zorik, lo yishmei oil. And therefore, it's not a chatzitza. But here, if it's one kever, let him stand next to the kever, use his 2x4, and bring the truma to himself. What's the problem? What's the problem over here? So why did Rabbanon argue? Why Dafka Rabbi Yehuda? Yehochi, my time with Rabbanon. So my answer is, kusavar, he holds a different problem. Also, liquor is bias by surah and all. You can't have a makom shvisa in a place where you now have enough from it. And like Rashi speaks out, and Imkain, even the Yisrael can't do this if the Rabbanon is shot. The Rabbanon who asked it to make a makom shvisa in basic varas is because it's also bahana. A dead person is also bahana. We learn from a pasuk, from a Tavas Shom Miriam, we learn Shom Shom Egla Rufa, that a dead person is also bahana. This is why all the organs, these type of things, are a problem, because a dead person is also bahana. And therefore, you can't make a makom shvisa there because it's also bahana, and this is not dafka kain even his shawl is also. So the what's the problem with then? Mechad the Yehuda mutter. He holds the ilada have a house and also no, just not ilada. So the Gemara kusava mitzvah slav lehenesent nu. Rav Yehuda holds since you only make an erev for tzarech mitzvah, therefore it's only a mitzvah. A mitzvah is not called hana, and therefore it's allowed in the basic kvaros. So, Frank the Gemara, Ella Hodam Rava. Rava says, "Masechta Rosh Hashanah, mitzvah lav lehenesent nu." He says, "By a shofar, mitzvah lav lehenesent nu." Lemek tanayim reshmaitza. Is that a machlekes tanayim to Rav Yehuda and the Rabbanon? Because it seems like Rav Yehuda holds mitzvah lav lehenesent nu. Rabbanon holds is lehenesent nu. What's going on here? Amalach Rava. No, it's not a shy. My din of mitzvah lav lehenesent nu is not a machlekes. Is sphere luhu the ema arvin dar mitzvah. If everyone would hold that ema arvin only for the bar mitzvah, the kuliyama would be mutter here because mitzvah lavlah hasn't nu. Because that kul hanot to make erev. If everyone held that erev is for a mitzvah, but v'halcha b'halcha mefugi ma'isa v'ema arvin dar mitzvah. One man the amolz only ema arvin dar mitzvah, and therefore it's mitzvah lavlah hasn't nu. Therefore it's allowed. Or ma'isa the rabban will hold ma arvin are filled varashos, and therefore since even kem arvin varashos, so therefore it's called a hanot. Just the Rishash speaks out over here that lachari even from the ima arvin var mitzvah. Let's say someone has a mitzvah. He has a mitzvah to do. He has to take care of his rebbe, and he makes the erev. He lists the shir, and makes the erev. Could he now walk for a different reason? To go for a different reason now. Advar shos. Once he has the erev, it's very mutar mu. So Rishash, if that's true, so it's still hana. It's still hana because this erev helps him do the advar shos also. Zokta Rishash. Shteita here, that they only could go for Dvar Mitzvah. But Lamaisa, we don't pass like that. Lamaisa, the Torah brings the Shita, Lamaisa, and Halach Lamaisa, we don't pass like that. Just to speak out, this Gemara's Mukach, like that Shita, that if you hold Eim Arvin Dvar Mitzvah, you only could go for Dvar Mitzvah, nothing else. Zokta Gemara, Eloha. So now, we had two Mahalchim that are bottom. Either to say that he doesn't hold Mitzvah, that has to know, we didn't want to do that, because Rav would be a Tali Mechlekes Tanoim. And the second shot is that he holds im dem arvin in dvar shos, and therefore it's a hana. So break the mora. Allah hodon Rav Yosef im arvin el dvar mitzvah lemek tanoim shvaitza. Is Rav Yosef Allah im arvin el mitzvah that holding tanoim? Because Rabbanu hold that you can do im dvar shos. I'm like Rav Yosef. No, the kuliyama im arvin el dvar mitzvah. Everyone holds like me im arvin el mitzvah, and everyone holds like Rava kuliyama mitzvah al hanes nitnu. So what's the machlokes? Charetu mutter here. What's the problem? We said you get in else tuma is not a problem. So what's the machlokes? Welcome if Mar so have I given the kona le eriv. Since once the eriv is kona, b'shas v'yan shmashos lenichle the mintra. He doesn't care that it's being watched in a fenced in caver over here. He doesn't care because he doesn't need it. Once I don't need that food. I think I need that thing of peanut butter. All I need is the eriv. He wants it because he might want to eat it on Shabbos. So he wants it to be watched. And since he wants it to be watched, he's having a nof from the basic kvaros. So the machlekes is, does a person care about his erev? Rav Yehuda doesn't care about his erev, therefore it's not hanah. And I ask the erev, it's not hanah because it's all the hennesent new, it's only the bar mitzvah. And Rabbanu, no, he wants to watch this food because he might want to eat it, and therefore there is a hanah for watching the food. Zogt the Mishnah weiter. Ma'arvin, we're continuing now with what type of food you're allowed to use for Erev. Ma'arvin v'demai. Demai is food, is tfua, grains and different things like that, that are chayiv, ma'aser, and chuma. You buy from Ma'aretz, you have to worry that Ma'aretz does not take ma'aser, and it's called demai, and therefore you have to re-ma'aser yourself. You have to take ma'aser yourself. And until you do that, midrabanan has a din of tevel, which is also to eat. So loch is ma'arvin v'demai. Even though it's also midrabanan, you're allowed to do an Erev with it. We'll see the Gemara why. The loch is ma'aser rishon. The first 10% of your food goes to the levi. The levi has to take 10% and give it to a kohen, which is called trumas ma'aser. And if you don't take trumas ma'aser, that ma'aser rishon is still tevel also, not allowed to be eaten. So you let him make erev ma'aser rishon shenotel trumasai. And we'll see the Gemara last is pashut. If it took the truma, obviously it's perfect. Uva ma'aser sheni vehekdesh niftu. You let him make an erev with a ma'aser sheni and hekdesh that got was nifta. That was redeemed. That's also pashut. If it's redeemed, so it's chul. Then we'll talk about that also. Va'kayanim bechala uva chumas loshen, and a kahanim could use chala. And the Rosh speaks out. This is not a stam mishnah like sumchas adaf kahanim bechala and chuma and Israel not, because it just means that they're the ones who usually have it. They usually have challah. That's why it says that's the Rosh speaks out. But it means lav dafka Yisrael also can use challah because it's right for other people. It could be the Rabbanon also. So all those things you could do erev with, but you can't do erev by leiv tevel. You can't use tevel. Leiv ma'aser rishon you can't use ma'aser rishon. The levi's ma'aser that was not taken off the chumas ma'aser because it's tevel. You can't use that. It's also a type of tevel. V'loiv ma'aser sheni v'hekas niftu. And ma'aser sheni that has to be brought to Yerushalayim and you're in Chutzlaretz, you're in Yad Yerushalayim, and hekdesh loy niftu. And hekesh that was not redeemed, those things you can't use for air because it doesn't belong to you, you can't eat it. And if it doesn't have you air. Also, that's pashut also. So I'm going to explain every single case in this Mishnah. We actually had this type of Gemara coming up. We had it in Brachas, we had it in Shabbos, and all of the Masechtas, we had this Gemara. So the Mishnah says that ma'arvim b'demai, or my serishin of termasoi, or my shen shik shenifdu, that was redeemed. And then it says, not tavel, not my serishin, which is tavel, and not my sheni v'hekdesh, that were not redeemed. Dr. Gemara, demai, how are you allowed to use demai for erev? Haloi chazile, it's not royu for you. It's not royu for you. You can't eat it. It's also it's like tavel. So who's this akasha like? This is akasha dafka on sumchus or rabbanim, because we know aniyim allowed to eat. Aniyim are allowed to eat demai. So it's royu for other people. So is it akasha dafka for sumchus or for rabbanim? So Taisa says, on the bottom, near the sumchis dafka paroch. The rabbanon afgav lechazilei hachazilaniim. Tosi speaks out that only a kasha on sumchis holds be right for you. But according to the rabbanon, wouldn't be shver. The Ritva says the Gemara didn't know yet that's mutafaniim even. Therefore, it's a kasha on everyone. So Gemara's kasha is demai lechazilei. You can't eat demai. Heck, use it for erev. And for the Gemara, migudi by mafka lechnichse. Since you could, if you want, it's possible you to eat it. How mafka ol yonechasim have an ani. He'll be an ani. He'll be a poor person. V'chazle, and they let eat it. So hashanami chazle, if you don't do that, it's chazle because you could do that. How do you know aniyim allowed to eat demai? The time, look at the Mishnah. Machilim es aniyim demai. You're allowed to feed aniyim demai. That means the chazal, when they made an iser demai, they did not make an iser on aniyim. They felt bad for them, said, you know, aniyim, you don't have to take off demai. V'es achsanya demai. And when the army came to town and they had to put them up and feed them, also you allowed to give them demai because also of a big tircha. So here you can make himself of ani, therefore it's called royal to him. Amrav Huna Tana, we learned in the Braisa, Veshami Emechil Mas Aniyim Demai. Veshami says you can't feed Aniyim Demai. We said, Loimrim Emechil Mas Aniyim Demai, it could be Michael Aniyim Demai. So just Rav Huna just brings down the Veshame holds that you gotta can't do it. What's the point? Why bring in Veshame? Never passing the Veshame. So Tosfos in all the places says, Rav Huna's trying to tell you this. If you ever find someone that says they can't give aniyim demai, just know it's Veshame. Don't worry about it. We pass in that you give aniyim demai.